Okay, I think let's get started.
Yeah.
And then I think people will join in as we start moving along.
Yes.
So first thing first, thank you for joining the talk. This is great
I'm
to
so
have
excited.
You.
And I'm really happy you guys are doing something about mental health. I'm really happy that you guys are doing, you're speaking about it because so many people have a taboo. So I'm really, really happy that you guys are doing this and we can connect on it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you so much. And a bit of good news before we start. Technically, today is our 1 year anniversary.
Amazing. So, one year anniversary. Congratulations.
So, so exactly 1 year and maybe a day and a half ago is when me and Latifa had initially had the discussion of we should do something. And then today was the day we booked the domain. Because I was like, let's just book the domain and then maybe we do something. And literally like 2 days later, we launched our one-page website. And it's grown since.
So university synchronicity already. Universe is coming together for this today.
I know, right?
Yes, I feel great to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. It's so great. We've had, just to give you guys a little bit of feedback in the last year, we of course were delayed because of Corona with a lot of things. We have done I think we're at 30 or a little bit under 30 meetups so far. We have 4,400 Insta followers. So we've been growing. That's been very nice. And I remember talking to Latifa. I'm like, you know what? If we ever hit 5,000, I'll be the happiest on the planet. And she's like, why? So I'm like, because this is not some food or, food thing or fashion blogger. People aren't excited to follow. And they're not excited to share. Like, I saw this nice depression post. Let me share it.
That's so true.
Check out this cute dress and share it to 100 people. So I'm like, to me, once we hit 5,000, that's going to be like 50,000 to me. So I'm like super happy.
And also it's organic, right? It's organic. Yes. You guys have grown organically where people want to be a part of this, right?
Yeah. So very happy with that. We have just completed our incubation training with Man Abu Dhabi. And this week, hopefully onwards, we should get access to some of the funds so we can start building out our app. And everything that we've gone to till this point today has been user-fed feedback from all the people that we have on our platform, feedback from people who come on our meetups, who drop a message afterwards. Prior to the COVID thing, we would meet in person, have a little nice little informal chit-chat about what would you like to see, what are your pain points, what are the issues. One of the things we realized, the single biggest thing we realized was a massive pain point was, aside from the, this is after the stigma and after the, we don't want to talk about it and after nobody understands is, even when we are ready to get help, it's just so expensive. UAE is about 600 to 800 dirhams an hour for mental health. It's ridiculously high.
That's too much. Yeah.
Yes. Oman is our neighbor and they're about half. And Saudi's about half also. But we are just so expensive here. So one of the things me and Latifa talked about is, how can we address this issue? Because everyone seems to have it. Once we get them to, let's get help, they're like, I can't afford it, so now what do you want me to do? So we said, look, we need to come up with a solution. So we looked at Talkspace, BetterHelp, Seven Cups. We look at all these guys. And what we realize is that we need to launch our own platform that is very region-specific, culturally sensitive, provides the language. You cannot talk to a therapist or a counselor who does not understand where you're coming from. When you go to your mother and your mother says, you're not praying enough, or, a demon has possessed you, or your hair is not covered correctly, you need someone who understands what the cultural context behind it. Otherwise, they'll be like, I don't even understand that as a problem. How can I begin to help you? So this is where we are, and I'm so happy that we have Nipa today with us as our guest for Tuesday Talks. I'm going to have her tell her story a little bit before we get into the topic. But it's amazing the number of people I have had discussions with who are in corporate, and this is where Nipa used to be. And the story she told me about her dealings and her experience with corporate, it's deja vu for me. I'm hearing it everywhere. I'm hearing it the same thing everywhere. So she was brave to venture out and take a risk and do something with it. So proud of you, and that's so awesome. So I'm gonna stop talking because I've been told I talk too much. I'll let you chime in and tell us a little bit about yourself, a little bit about your background, and then we can jump into topic.
Okay. Actually, you've given a very, very important context is that we actually have a lot of conditioning coming from our own different cultures, right? And when I see commonality between Dubai or India or any other country, we all have that same foundation of what people think that we should be, what our parents think that we should be, what our society think we should be. And I obviously took that route, right? Got my, I mean, I've done my chartered accountancy, and I've done my MBA, and I've done my health coach, and I've done my life coach. So all my life, my dad thought that if I get educated, that means I will be successful. So for all the people out there, we all have conditioning that gives us a certain path. And at some point, we are questioning some things, but we don't know how to start. So that's exactly what happened to me. I followed the good girl path. I did my education. I did it right. I got a great job. I worked hard. And all of it obviously paid off. So I'm not saying it doesn't pay off. But at some point, there was a huge gap between me actually having the everything that people thought I had, which is great, but I was somewhere unhappy, right? And I wasn't willing to address it. I wasn't willing to address it. Personally, I didn't know at that time, there was nothing called life coaching. There was no way to get help. My parents obviously thought if I would get help, that means something is wrong with me. And that I wasn't able to kind of face, right? But then my body started showing signs. My body said, you have 18 hours migraine. You're not sleeping more than 4 hours for 2 years. You're addicted to combiflam to suppress your pain. You have gut issues. What more can I give you? As universe was telling me, what more can I give you to tell you? Face the truth. Okay. And one of the things that I learned in this is that the world tells you be positive. But if you're not feeling positive, it's your sign that you need to be real and speak up and ask for help. And since I didn't have help, I had to go the long route of seeing some 300 videos, reading 1500 books and whatever that is required just to get here. And it took me 7 to 8 years to get here. And that's when I realized that if I am going through this from a perfectly stable, normal family, facing these issues, many of us are. So guys, it doesn't matter where you come from, what your situation in your house is, we all are in this together. And therefore, then I became a certified health and life coach, because obviously I have both the issues. So whatever we are going to discuss today applies for health and life, because that is what got me to become a certified health and life coach. And I'm so happy that I learned all of this, because nobody needs to take 7 years to kind of fill, to close that gap that I took. Right. And that's where I feel I could add value, because a lot of people say, you know, time heals, with time things will become, but time doesn't heal till you don't do the inner work. Time doesn't. And I don't need to take 10 years for time to heal when I can actually get that done in 6 months, because a life here is precious. Right. And I don't think that I valued it enough. And now I want people to value it. And that's the beginning of how we connected. They and we, you know, mental health and us, we agree on this. And I'm so happy that they're speaking up. So what we're going to discuss today is something that, should I start with the topic?
Yes, please.
Okay, yeah. Should I start with the topic? And the topic is about the fact that we all want many things from life, right? Let's admit it. We want so many things from God. We want so many things from universe. So whoever you believe is your superpower, we all want it, okay? We want that perfect relationship. We want great health. We want to actually look physically and feel inside out good. We want to actually get a career that we actually are proud of, right? We want all of this. And one fine day, I read these books called Secrets and, you know, Magic and Law of Attraction. They said, ask and you shall receive. And I will tell you the blunt truth, I got everything opposite. I kept asking every single day and I got opposite, right? I have full respect for these books, but I also realized what was the thing that the book was missing on, which I then went so deep in the subject. And that's what I want to tell you. The difference is between ask and you shall receive, and you will attract who you are in your subconscious, yeah. Right? Why is the subconscious so important? So whatever I'm saying is not just a spiritual truth, it's a scientific truth. There's a reason that everybody in the world is working on their subconscious, because it is 95%. There's somebody saying sometimes you're close enough to achieving everything and you lose it. It hurts. But it is also your subconscious sending you a message, right? So let's come to that, right? I'll tell you a couple of gaps of what your subconscious is feeling and what you really want, right? you want a relationship where you get respect. You want a relationship where you have the freedom to be what you want to be. But in your subconscious, you're feeling doubt. Will I really get this? Does it even exist? Oh, my past has always been miserable. I've always got the worst guys ever. Oh my God, like, you know, my rejection, why did I get rejected? Maybe I'm not good enough. Now you tell me, if you want the perfect relationship or the relationship that is perfect for you, but you're feeling all these things in your subconscious, what should universe give you? What should universe give you? And if the subconscious is 95%, universe is going to match what is the higher being. And that is 95%. So what does universe give you? Same patterns again. Same challenges again. Same issues again. And that is a sign, but we don't see it as a sign. What we do, we go into something called a drama triangle. Like, assume this is a drama triangle. On the top of it is victimizing. We say, why me? I do everything for this guy. Everything what I want, you know, I have done. I've become completely different. I remember I loved long hair once. I cut my hair for a guy this short. And then also when it didn't work out, I couldn't get over the fact that I cut my hair. And he still couldn't make it work, you know. So who was being the victim here? Me, right? I have to take 100% responsibility. So this is the drama triangle. Either we victimize or we blame. Or we try to fix the guy so that he can be what we have in our head.
Yeah.
Right? And this is just not in relationship. Now let's take this in career. You want a job that respects you, where people actually, you know, believe that this is, you're the right person for the job. But in your heart, you're thinking, oh my God, you know, this one is much better than me. And why will I get it? So many young people are coming around. There's doubt. Again, there's doubt. Again, there's fear of rejection. Again, there's, you know, so what will universe give me? Universe will again give me what is in my subconscious, guys. And that is the gap that the secret and law of attraction didn't tell me. I had so many emotions. And, you know, we've heard about seven chakras. There are three chakras where all our emotions of our past experience and current feelings are stuck. One is when it comes to when you've had traumatic experiences in your childhood. We've all had some, right? I was stalked for about 20 years back and kind of attacked in my building. God, like, I was protected, I was taken care of. But I had made myself such a big victim about it that I would never even sleep alone in a room for 4 years. I would keep all the lights on and sleep, right? So I had to get out of that victim mode and say, what do you want to do which will make you feel more protected, right? So there are all traumas that we have. Then there are all the situations we have with our family. Or we've had a bad past experience. That's the second set of emotions. And the third is when we constantly have an ego battle of competition, criticism, comparison. When all of these things are stuck in your subconscious, you can want the world, but you're not going to get it. So what today we're discussing is, how do we make what we feel and what we want match? And when it matches, universe gets one message. If I am talking to you and I tell you, okay, let's get paneer, but I'm not telling you if I want Lebanese paneer or I want paneer tikka or if I want grilled paneer, you will get whatever you think is right for me. Then I will be upset.
Yep.
It's exactly like that, right? Exactly like that. So what we're trying to do is we need to match what we feel and what we want, right? So that we can tell universe one message. So let's start with the steps. The first step. Let's take relationship because it's a very, very big area, right? What do you want from your relationship? So tell me any three things, okay? Now, you're also, the problem is you've made a massive checklist. Some has come from society, some has come from your parents, some has come from what your past did to you. So just tell me three things. And these three things can be three things that you know are very important for your day-to-day relationship functioning and feeling fulfilled. Right? And when I made people do that, most people froze because they didn't know only how to talk about their three things in a relationship. And I came with three things after truly, truly accepting who I am. And I wanted freedom because I'm a coach. So I like to speak the truth. And I need a guy who actually is respects me that I speak the truth, right? So I needed freedom. I needed respect, right? Because I am doing so much to build myself. I needed people to relate to me. And the third is I wanted financial independence. I wanted to be able to work from anywhere. So I don't want to work more than 6 hours and I should accept it. just because I want to be a renowned, successful coach doesn't mean I need to work for 10, 10, 15 hours. And if that's what you feel, accept it. So whenever you ask yourself what you want, don't judge yourself. It is who you are. It is what is going to make you feel happy. Okay. So any three things, think about that. Okay. Just put them on the side, on a piece of paper. And you can do this along with me right now. Either you take your career, or you take your relationship, or you take your health. Let's take health also, right? Are you, everybody wants to look fit and everybody wants to lose those inches. But what is going on in your subconscious? Will I lose it? I've tried so many times. All your energy is focused on guilt, shame, what went wrong, and what results others are getting, comparison, criticism, self-criticism, right? So what are you telling your subconscious? I will never lose weight. So what are you getting? Very, very slow movement in your results, right? So even in your health, I wanted consistency, I wanted mindfulness, and I wanted fun. Because I know if my variety and my dishes are not fun, then I am not going to do it, right? So just think of three things that you want, be it your health, be it your relationship, or be it your career. Because these are the three most important things in all our lives, right? Now let's come to what is going on in our subconscious. So what are your current emotions, right? Write it in four areas. Your fear. What's your fear? What's your limitation? What if these three things? I think I missed that question.
What are these three things you want arise from the past trauma? And is our unhealthy good or not good for you?
So now you need to ask, is that what is your current emotion? Or is that what you really, really want? You might want to be healthy, but your current emotion is saying that I have had a lot of trauma because people have... So understand the difference, guys. What you want doesn't have to come from judgment. What you want, you don't have to right now figure how you're going to get there. It's not right now what we're trying to figure. Just put down three things that you want. Then come to your current emotions, right? What are your current emotions? Put them in your fear. Maybe you have a fear that, you know, I like a unhealthy lifestyle. Maybe, and I can't do it, right? Maybe I have a limitation that, you know, I have tried so many things that's not worked. Maybe your block is that I lose weight, but I again put it back. Maybe your limitation is that I'll never be good enough. Whatever that is, right? Put them in four areas. Fear, limitation, block, and wound. Now, how important is exercise for mental health? We come that in the action areas. Of course, it is important because it reduces your cortisol level, which is your stress hormone. If you don't move your body, it's never going to help. If you're going to sit, how you sit has a lot to say with what is going on in your mind. If you sit straight, that means you're confident. If you sit like this, then you're just like feeling, you know, you're almost feeling judgment about yourself, right? What if, you know, we want but too lazy to get it? Yes, so that is the gap, right? You want it, but you're too lazy to get it. And you're somehow thinking magically universe should give it on your lap. But why should universe give it on your lap when there are billions asking for something? What makes you think that everybody's not asking for something, right? And that is what I want to tell you, that if you really want something and make this lifetime, then figure a way to take a baby step that is in sync with the fact that you're lazy. It's okay if you're lazy. You might not be able to do something. You can do 10 things a day. But don't compare. Just do one thing, right? Any one thing that makes you feel good. There's always a baby step that we can take. What about low self-esteem? I want perfection. I don't know how to deal with it. The fact that you want perfection only is a problem, right? Because there is nothing like perfection. Why don't you instead ask for progress? Why don't you ask for progression? When you ask for progression and when you know that your fear or your limitation is that you have low self-esteem, then we know that what we need to work on is trying to do one baby step that will make you feel little higher in your self-esteem. Just little higher. Just one step. Yeah. So that's my answer to you, that drop perfection. Just say, I want to progress. Even if I progress 10%, I will feel good about myself. Change what you want and that will make a big difference, right? Change it. So coming to limitations. So when you're taking what you want and what you feel, you realize that there's a huge gap in your conscious being and your subconscious being. And now we need to kind of bridge that gap. Just join in. Could you please tell me what's okay? We are talking, you can see the whole video later and you'll know that we're talking about blocking and unblocking subconscious emotions. Now we need to put action area, right? See, if you're going to get, if you're going to feel self-doubt, you're going to attract self-doubt. If you're not going to have commitment to yourself, you're going to attract guys who will never give you commitment. right? If you are going to think you're not good enough, you will get people who will treat you that you're not good enough. And that's why you will get friends who will put you down. You'll have people who will put you down, right? So the first important thing is that we need to start living on our values. I want better health, but I don't know how to get it. If your idea of better health, okay, is the fact that you need to be consistent with just two things in your life every single day. You need to be mindful with what puts in your body, just two things every day. And you need to ensure that you have, you work out every day, or walk every day for 10, 15 minutes. Then that is your idea of progressing. So when we are talking about acting, what are we talking about action, right? We need to start living our desired values before universe gives it to us, right? So if you want respect from people, from love, from health, from your body, then first start respecting yourself.
Mm-hmm. And Neba, sorry to interrupt. I've got a question on one of the other chats. You mentioned four areas. You mentioned fear, limitation. What were the other two?
Block,
and movement.
Wound, right? Mood. Hurt. Any kind of hurt that we've got. Wound. W-O-U-N-D. Wound.
Ah, wound. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So fear, right? Limitation, block, and wound. All right.
Yes. I call it the FLBW.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. And we all have, literally, that's the easiest way to say, oh my God, where's this coming from? My fear, my limitation, my block or wound. If your fear is telling you, I'm not good enough. First, what can you do today, every single day, that will make you feel you're good enough? Even if you do one thing, which is eliminating what you're not able to eliminate, that friend who puts you down, that relationship that is not working, right? Or the fact that you are not, you're focusing on somebody else's career and not your career, right? Then you are going to feel you're not good enough. You're going to feel you're not good enough, right? So the best way to do is to show universe that you are committed to action. And whatever you want, first start acting in your life on day-to-day basis. If you are going from a scarcity mindset, right? That there's nobody out there for me. There's nobody there who, you know, there is nobody out there who I can find. Where are the guys? Or whatever that is, if it's a relationship, then what is universe going to give you? Nothing. So how do you live abundance every single day? You live abundance through your health. You live abundance through small, small things like, okay, that friend who called you or that person who gave you a compliment. So we don't see micro abundance. We only want the big abundance, right? So those are small, small things, guys. Start living your day with the values you want from somebody else. Start living your B. Okay, what is FLBW? Can you explain B? B is a block, right? We always have a block in our mind that, oh, you know, no, this doesn't work. It's not work for anybody. A block is something that your mind says, it can't happen only for me, right? Limitation is your own limitation of what you've been able to do and not do in your life. So understand, limitation is what you have decided from the past experiences, and block is what you've decided from what is happening in the world. So you're taking the conditioning of the world and saying everybody compromises. Everybody settles for less. Yeah. Everybody is suffering.
This is the best it can be. So
yes, this is the best it can be.
I'll settle for it.
Absolutely. Neba,
we got a question. I think how would you explain or describe the difference between conscious and subconscious mind?
Okay. So the thing is that suppose my conscious mind is, I'm having a conversation with you and you are saying, Neba, I really want mental health to become the most renowned, mental wellness place for everybody. But your subconscious is saying, you know what, like there are already so many people and, you know, it's such a tough job. And, you know, these are the limitations of Dubai and this is the limitation of the world. People don't, what are you doing? Your subconscious, your emotions are all stuck because that's what is going on in your, so what you feel in your gut, right, is your subconscious. We get this feeling in our gut, but we deny it. But if your feeling in the gut is, so what? Wherever I am, I'm adding value. Wherever I am, you know, there are so many people.
I think you actually use the perfect example. Early days when we started, me and the people used to talk, and you know, externally we would be, we're gonna get this, and then when we would sit behind closed doors, we'd be like, you think we could do this? I'm like, I don't know. He's like, I don't know. I'm like, you know what? How about we try? Because you know, when I was growing up, I remember, you know, my mom has given me great advice over the years, and one of the things she said was, and you know, and I never knew about any of this universe stuff. I had not read The Secret. I had not read any of these books. I was just a kid.
Yes.
And she goes, look, the universe will work with you but the universe will not do your work. You
exactly.
have to start walking on your path, and then the universe will help clear your path. As a kid, it just stuck in my head. So I always felt like, great, I want to do this, but I have to put some effort. And then I think another thing which you just said resonates with what my mom also told me when I was younger was regarding goals and setting goals. Okay, I want to be the king of the world. It doesn't happen in one step. So
Absolutely.
You kind of have to set your goals, which are, you know, and then later on, I teach business. So later on, I learned what SMART goals were. You know, they're specific, measurable.
Yes.
Like, oh, my God.
Yes.
My mom told me.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you're absolutely right. So what was going on in your subconscious, even though when you were making a big goal, that is a difference between writing down your goal, but actually in your heart feeling, in your gut feeling. So for all the people who are asking what is subconscious, you know, we all are getting intuition and gut feeling. And that gut feeling sometimes is a voice of fear. It's not the voice of gut. Understand there's a very thin line between the voice of the gut, which is telling you, you can do it, Meepa, which is a very silent, soft voice, and a voice of fear which says, are you crazy? You know how many coaches are there in Bombay? What is so different about you? Why will people listen to you? Do you understand that? So I had to work with that voice, and that voice, I had to kind of use a tool which I call the 3S tool. Okay? The 3S tool is three things. The first column is story in my head. The second is called the state of mind. And the third is called the strategy. Now, the story in my head is that so many people are doing it. No, nothing. You just, you know what, even if you get three clients, you're good enough. I promise you, if I had had tea with my parents one more month after I quit my job, I would have charged 200 rupees for a session because they couldn't understand it. It happens to all of us. She's right. It happens to all of us when we're about to start something new, right? So the thing is that that is basically the state of mind. Now, that is my story. My state of mind is going to be what? I have all goals made out of fear. I will just think I need to settle for less. I think that compromising should be my second name. And what is my strategy? I'm sending the message to the universe saying, just give me something. I'll be happy. So what do? We change the story in our head. The story in our head is that even if I achieve these five things, that means people want to listen to me. People care about this. People want it. That 5 will become 5,000. 5,000 will become 5 lakh, right?
Yeah.
So that is, so if you ever need to really figure what's how to change the conversation in your subconscious mind, change the story in your head. It will automatically change your state of mind. And then your strategy will be, do this today. Just do this today. That's all you need to do.
It's shifting the narrative.
Absolutely.
I think a lot of times. I think that's
absolutely.
What it is,
so
yes.
What I do is I made people make like papers and papers in a file of just these three columns. I said, just start writing it. The minute you're feeling it, write it. It's almost like walking meditation or in the moment meditation, right? Yeah. So many people, they say we meditate and we do this healing, but it's not working. What we need to do is we need to catch our emotion in the moment and then figure where is this coming from? Wait a minute. What do I need to tell the story in my head and how will it change everything? Right? So it's really, really good. Another thing is about your past experiences. There's a tool called 3A, right? The first is accept. Second is allow. And the third is act. Now, the most difficult is allowing. Because we don't want to allow the things that have happened to us actually happen to us. Assume that I have to accept that I had a very difficult childhood. Right? I need to accept it. First, I need to just accept we are in denial because we think it's only happening to me. It's only happening to me. It's not happening. And why me? So we go into the drama triangle. The minute you go into the drama triangle, get out and say, I'll take 100% responsibility of my journey. It's happened to me for a reason. So accept that if you've gone through something, allow it to be. Just for some time, breathe. Allow it to be. It is okay. And then you will act and say, that was my past. It doesn't need to be my future. And then you can always use the 3S tool to change the story and act. You understand it's all beautifully connected. There are multiple tools that you can do. And your subconscious will now get a new message. So the old message will kind of, you know, start going out. And the new message will start getting fed. So the subconscious doesn't know what is true or not true, but the subconscious wants a real message from you and we are not giving it, right? And then you need to actually take responsibility of one thing. That is, you need to feel good 90% of your day. When you do that, when you take responsibility for that, you actually take full responsibility for the fact that I can live in high vibration, right? And there are many things, right? So first thing in the morning when we wake up, not all our moods are the same. One day we are feeling really excited about our goal. Even if you're following a purpose, it happens, right? Sometimes you're feeling excited. Sometimes you're not feeling excited. So if you have this mood in the morning, what do? We just leave our bed. We have a irritable conversation with our parents or with our loved ones, or we throw it on our family. So they're hidden thoughts at the back. No, they're not hidden thoughts. They are your gut feelings. They are the emotions that you're feeling, the fear, the voices that come and say you are not good enough, or the rejection or the anxiety. That is the subconscious. And the subconscious can also have very good emotions like, hey, you know, you can do it. So understand what is your feeling. You have to tune into your feeling. So coming to the how to feel 90% of the good in a day, it always starts with your morning mood. If you're not feeling good in the morning, right, sit on your bed. Don't leave. Just for a few minutes, don't leave. And many times, what do? When I'm not even woken up, I start saying thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't even know why I'm saying thank you, thank you. I just keep saying thank you, thank you, because it's a scientific reaction to my brain that says, oh my God, she's thankful for something, but it feels good. Nipa, can you do it again? Nipa, yep. Can you do it again? So if you even start with this mantra in the morning, thank you, thank you, thank you, you'll wake up and you'll just feel like something is feeling good, but I don't know what. Immediately
you start with gratitude for the day.
Gratitude, because sometimes I've seen that people find it really difficult to wake up and then feel thankful because actually they're feeling very negative. So what I do is I just start saying thank you the minute I wake up, so that, you know, already my body, says, oh my God, she's feeling, Nipa, what do you feel gratitude? Then I say, oh my God, I feel gratitude for such amazing sleep I got. And the fact that I'm going to do what I love. Oh, I'm going to have coffee with a friend, which is so much fun. Oh, it's going to be thank God, my parents are sitting in the next room and it feels so good, right? Should we say it even if you're not feeling good? Yes, in the morning, just say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just for 1 second, we will deal with the fact that you're not feeling good. We will work on the 3S. We will work with the 3A. But when you wake up in the morning, it becomes like a thank you mantra, right? Just start saying. So if you're not feeling good, say 90%, you will start feeling not good, just 70%. Slowly, slowly, we have to work on that emotion, right? We'll have to use multiple tools. Then always have water. Guys, we're 85% water. And if you're not going to have enough water, our brain is so, so exhausted and dehydrated. It's not going to be able to even function on your emotions. It's not even going to be able to help you on your emotions, right? So have water, right? Then look at the story in your head. Look at what are the feelings you're getting and work on it with 3S or 3A. Try it. Try it. If you try it, you'll realize slowly, slowly, it'll become such an easy thing that your narrative will just tell you, okay, but what is your perspective? Or if something disappointing happened, right? Just ask one thing. Wait a minute. What is universe trying to tell me? That should be your golden question. What is universe trying to tell me? And this way, I have changed every disappointment to abundance. Suppose I go for a date and I thought that, oh, this will be really good and this will work out. And then I meet somebody who I didn't feel 100% with. I don't want to just be stuck on the disappointment. I come home and I say, okay, but what was the good thing in this date that I liked? He treated me right. He's asked me questions about me. He was taking interest in my life. Universe, thank you for at least this experience. With this, I have moved ahead. So we have an opportunity to change every disappointment, every negative emotion to abundance if we just listen to what the universe is trying to tell us. The universe is just wanting to know if you're willing to kind of trust and have faith. And this is the way you can have faith in the universe. If you actually just stop and figure, what is the universe trying to tell me? What is the universe asking me to focus on? So when we do these multiple things, right, whatever happens in our house with our parents, or it happens at work, or it happens with us in our own emotions, we have an opportunity to change the whole day to abundance and messages from universe. And that is going to make you feel 90% good, guys, because that is reinforcing your faith that you are taken care of. So slowly, slowly, when that happens, what you really want and what you're really feeling starts becoming the same. And then universe says, oh, she has put in the work. I'm going to give her a little gift. And that might not be the gift that you actually want, but be a massive stepping stone from where you are. Right. Yep. And that is enough for you to see that universe is already giving you. So you should make you want to give the next big step and the next big step. I mean, when I see this, I think through this, I have actually today in a place in my career where exactly where I want to be. Right. I am with a human being and in a relationship where I think the whole world thought I should compromise because of my age and because I'm from the Indian society. But something told me, no, you're not meant to settle for less. You're meant to be with somebody who will support your career. And people said then, you know what? You can't find an Indian. And that was their society's message. But I took universe's message. And I met somebody who was with me in college. But in 25 years, we never met. And then I met him and he was ready. And when we were ready today, I've seen my career graph change from the time he's come in my life because he supports me, right? So all of this, I will never say I was lucky. I've worked on myself. I've done the inner work. I have matched my subconscious and my conscious. And I've told universe, now you better give me.
Yeah. I like it. It's. I think this is as you mentioned, of the three S's, strategy is important. You know, having a plan is important. Understanding everything is, you got to start with that.
Yeah.
You gotta understand what's going on, how it's going on, how it makes sense, what things will connect. And then just sitting with it does nothing. You got to kind of get the right idea, get the right perspective, and then you need to put it into action. And I think that's where the three A's that you were talking about were.
Yes. And even when you see story in your head, right? Like if I'm going to say the story in my head is that, oh my God, if I miss this, sometimes, you know, an opportunity comes to us and we have to actually decide, is it a good opportunity for me or is it a bad opportunity for me?
Yeah.
And if you're operating from a place of fear, we will take up something that is actually what we don't believe in. Because the story in my head is fear, right? Story in my head is I won't get another opportunity. Oh my God. Right? This is so many reasons people who are following their passion and purpose pick up so many projects that they actually don't want to do, which is not taking them forward. So if you get the right story in your head, be it your relationship, be it your career, be it your health, be it your family issues, you will have the strategy that is in sync with what you want. But if your story in your head is coming from your subconscious of fear, limitation, block or wound, then the strategy will be opposite. And I've taken up so many projects, even in my career, I've seen that when fear was there, oh my God, like, you know, my dad would remove his Excel sheet and said, even every waking hour you coach, you're never going to make the money you made in Star. And that has got stuck in my subconscious as fear. So I would say yes to anything that came my way. And I was like, oh my God, it's not all in the mind, guys. It's not in the mind. It's also in your past experiences. It's also in what the society has told you. It came into your subconscious because things happened with your life and you got to actually accept it, that it happened. And that's why the subconscious took the emotion. It's not always in the mind. A lot is there because of the things that have gone on around us, our environment, our society, our friends, what they say, right? So I was taking up so many projects and I was doing a lot of work, but I wasn't moving ahead because all the things that I was saying yes to wasn't actually from a place of what I wanted. It was from a place of fear of what my dad had told me, you know, and he probably did it with his own trying to, you know, protect his daughter. But I need to know what my values are for my career and what his values are for my career. And sometimes they won't match. So guys, it's not always true that our family values are our values. Some values we might pick up and some values might just be our family values. They might not be our values. And it's okay. Accept it. Accept that our parents can be separate, different from us. So we can actually bond with them on things that we relate to and things we don't relate to. We can bond with somebody else. When we do that, we get peace. Right? We're not trying to convince.
You very rightfully said this. And this, I always draw the analogy between values and traditions. And I said,
yes,
our families and our societies, we have certain traditions. Just because they are traditions doesn't mean that we, you know, my generation or me, I have to carry them. And
absolutely.
I can make new traditions also. So similarly with values, you're not inheriting the values. Yes, you have learned them, you have grown up with them, but you don't have to take all of them. You can take the best and then add your own best. And then
absolutely.
Now it's,
absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if our parents might just keep thinking that we need to work for 10 hours in order to be successful, but your idea of a full life and success might be that if I don't do meditation for 1 hour, I'm not going to be able to add that value of clarity in my work. So our day might be very different from the way our parents had you know, you planned their day when they were working. And it's okay, you know. So we take certain value of respect from it, but we change what hardworking means for us. Yeah. We change what a full day means for us, right? So those are the things, because we get so stuck. And why do we do that? Because we want validation from our mom and dad, right? We don't know life or validation without that. Validation, pleasing people, and not having a healthy boundary is one of the key reasons that we don't get what we want. We don't manifest what we want because we don't know how to say no. We don't
know. I
think
that's very important what you just said there. And I think one of the key things to take away from that is, you know, you are living your life. And if you're going to live your life according to somebody else's measure, then whose life are you living?
Yes.
You know, and the thing that you mentioned about saying no, it's, I'll be straight, it's okay to disappoint your parents because they don't necessarily understand everything that's going on with you. They don't have your perspective on things.
I don't.
I'll give you an example. I teach, so at the university, I don't work regular hours.
And yes.
I'm not even kidding. My dad, he's a great supporter of whatever I do. But for the first 5 years, I'm not kidding you, 5 years that I was teaching, every time he would visit, because he didn't live in the city with me.
Yeah.
Every time he would visit, he'd be sitting, you know, his glasses, reading glasses, newspaper, and he'd look up at me, and it'd be like 10:30, and I'd be like waking up, walking around the house in my pajamas. He's like, "Don't you have work, young man?" I'm like, "Yeah, Bob, I gotta go in an hour." "What sort of work starts at 12 o'clock, young man?" I'm like, "Bob, I teach." One day you'll get a real job. I'm like, "Bob, it's a real job. I got a paycheck."
Relate to you. Oh my God. So this is, see guys, this is what I mean. Like, it isn't about where I'm from or where he's from. We all are facing certain conditioning. And there are times when we've done things or not done things because we wanted our parents to say, you're a good child, you know. Oh, you're doing so well. Or because they could go and tell their friends that they have a daughter or a son who's doing so well. So this is happening to all of us. So all of this is going into your subconscious. And when you're doing that, you know, what is happening? You want something else, but you're functioning from your fear, from your validation, from not being able to say no. So now you realize why then you're not going to get what you want. Then why should universe give you still what you want? Just by doing a healing chakras, it's not going to work. You will have to learn to say no. You will have to learn to live with the disappointment. Now, how do you do that? Do the 3 A's. Yeah. Accept that your parents have a different fundamental. That doesn't mean they don't love you, but they're just different. Accept it. Allow them to be different versus spending hours arguing with them, them putting you down, you putting them down. You're wasting your time. It's not going to work. You're going to destroy your relationship. And that's not what any of us want to do with our parents, right? Mm-hmm. We want to just talk to them. So whenever I get that, I would say, "Okay, Dad, I'll take your input, but let me see what I want to do. Or just give me some time. I'm trying to figure something. Can we please talk about this after 3 months? I've had that because there was a time when no discussion with my dad and me happened where he didn't go in the other room and I didn't go in the other room. And then I realized, dude, accept he's not going to change because neither are you going to change your goals, right? So we always want to blame the opposite person, but not realize even we are very hung up on what we want from our lives. And that's how it's going to be. So we're giving you these real life examples so you can start using them, right? That if you don't want to make healthy boundaries, then you will have to change your goals in sync with what your parents want, because it's not going to work without that. It's not. So somebody said, I live with my parents, right? Somebody's just asking a question here. I also live with my parents. So if I can do this in my own house with my parents, I think all of us can do. We just have to figure baby steps by baby steps. So what were you saying? Sorry.
Nima, we talk about fear, right? Fear is not something easy to overcome. And, you know, we had a question earlier, Varuna, one of my friends, he was asking, you know, how do you, well, I'm going to switch it to two parts, right? How do you overcome fear? And how can you develop a fearless attitude? Are those two separate things, or there's one and the same, or how do we do that?
So firstly, I will say, I think we just don't need to develop a fearless attitude.
Okay.
We need to feel the fear and do it anyway, because our gut feeling is saying, okay. And the only way I have done this is I've asked myself, what is the worst case scenario? Mm-hmm. Worst case scenario, I'll go back to a job. Worst case scenario, I won't get clients for 1 year. worst case scenario is that, okay, I will probably find somebody who I really gel with when I'm 40, which is what I am. And okay, so my life will start a little late. So I think many times I've walked with a worst case scenario so that I can take the step with fear. Because the worst case scenario is actually not that bad. Most of the times it's not that bad. Yeah, the fear is so much more in our head because they're not putting it on a paper and saying, okay, let me see what are the things that can happen and how will I reduce the damage, right? Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll be in a job and I will take baby step into making my business plan. Maybe I will kind of eat a piece of cake on Sunday, but then I will try and be healthy from Monday to Thursday, right? So for everything, we can feel the fear, but take that step anyway, knowing that your worst case scenarios are not that bad, right? So I think a fearless attitude to me is actually taking action. If you can take action, you're moving more and more towards overcoming one fear at a time. And the only way I will take action is I will know that my worst case scenario, I am capable of handling. If I'm capable of handling, I will take the action. Because we are humans at the end of the day. When I first took the step into this career, how did I do that? I just said, okay, worst case scenario, I'll have to apply for a job. Worst case scenario, I get a little less money than what I was getting. Worst case scenario, I will learn something from this about entrepreneurship. Worst case scenario, you know, I will probably have to kind of meet a coach and work on my mental or whatever confidence, right? Fine, I'm willing to do it. But if I don't take the step, I'll never know what it means to be this. So I think the whole worst case scenario tool that I work with has helped a lot of people take steps easier than me just telling them, don't fear, don't fear, don't fear. Because everybody knows that, right? But we're not able to kind of work on it. So that's good in a much more practical way.
I think this, again, I all of my talks that I have and when I say with my groups and my peers, a lot of stuff resonates with advice my mom gave me. And one of the things, you know, when you were talking about fear that popped in my head was she used to tell me that a lot of times the only way is to go through it. And once you go through it, you'll realize there really wasn't so much to be scared of.
Yes.
You know, and it's kind of like just one step after the next. And as you said, one small overcome each fear one piece at a time.
I
think that's great.
And another thing is what we can do is actually experience stoicism. So I do once a week, maybe a 24-hour fast, just to know what it is to live without food. Can I manage? Can I survive? And if I can survive this, there are many things I can survive, right? Can I survive with just 5 pair of clothes, wearing that in a month and not touching anything else? If I can survive this, I can survive many things. So the many things that in life that we think we need that is not making us actually follow our purpose and our dream, if we just experience it a little bit, you'll realize how resilient we are as human beings, right? So practice stoicism. Try to put yourself through a certain phase of hardship to know you are capable of anything. And that's why people do a lot of yoga, especially the inversion yoga, because if you can go on your head and then go on your hand, you can do so many things. So your physical fear removes your psychological fear. That is why people run marathons. That's why people put themselves through extreme sports. That's why I on my 48th birthday, I bungee jumped. Okay. I'm like, okay, what will happen? I want to know if this jump can save me, many jumps and risk in life can save me. So there are many, many small things also you can constantly add in your holiday, in your life, in your daily routine that makes you feel that you can get through a hardship that you thought you'll never get through. Mm-hmm. And that, along with doing your worst case scenario, has always made me take bigger steps in life than what I thought. In fact, after I do worst case scenarios, I've actually gone back and changed my goal because I made a goal with so much fear.
You restricted your goal.
Yeah, I changed my goal because I'm like, oh my God, like if it's the worst case, let me just go aim for 1 lakh. Why am I aiming for like 10,000, you know? So these are all different things. And when universe sees that you're doing this, right? Universe will give you triple, 4 times, 10 times of what you actually want. But if you're not going to do this, you are not going to be the one cutting the queue with the universe. Because there is a queue, right? You're not going to be cutting the queue. So this is how I feel at different ways when you start doing this. Then you have to 100% ensure that if something fails, if something disappoints you, if your fear comes true, how you see abundance and a message from universe. Because if you don't do that, you will go right at the beginning. If you don't put your one eye on the learnings, if you don't put your one eye on what was the message, you will go right in the beginning and you will never move forward again, right? And that is bound to happen because we are being tested all the time. We are being tested for much bigger things and much bigger things and much bigger things, right? So that is also another thing. So I mean, what I did was I put all of this in a manifestation masterclass step by step, which people can do, so that there is a structured way of doing this versus just listening to what I'm saying, but finding it difficult to kind of exercise on it. So that's something they can always do if they really feel like doing, or they can take any of these steps and start practicing and seeing how is changing things for them.
Fantastic. Nipa, do you feel, you know, in your experience and the experience that you've had with people that you've helped, do you feel that we underestimate the resilience of our minds a lot?
Oh, of course. I mean, I know there is somebody I had to work on for 3 years to get out of a toxic relationship, and her mind always thought she can't do without it and she's not going to be able to function. But the minute we worked on her resilience, the minute we worked on the fact that she can bounce back, she can have a life without this. Today, when she looks back, she says, Nipa, was that another life? I can't even recognize that person. And that was just 4 years back, right? I sometimes don't recognize some parts of me because I was so, I thought, oh, when I was going through a bad time, I thought life is over, right? Because you're getting sleep at 4 a.m. You're getting migraines and you're crying on your mom's lap. You are, you know, having these toxic relationships, constant drama in your life. You wonder, what more? Like, how can I ever recover from all these things? But we are so resilient. It just needs one baby step and one sign. And for that one sign from universe, we just need to start living one value that we truly believe in. And the biggest value is commitment to yourself. Even if you're making a commitment in the shower saying, today I will do these three things, do it. Because if you can't take yourself seriously, universe is never going to take you seriously. And then when universe takes you seriously and gives you something, you realize, oh my God, I've just bounced back.
Yeah.
You know? So yes, you are absolutely right. We are so resilient. Like, look at our ancestors who lived in the jungle.
Anyhow, could you just do a quick little, you know, few minute recap of our talk today?
Yes. So for all the people who joined or who joined late, what we were talking about is, instead of just hoping universe gives you what you want, or believing that you attract what you want, or ask and you shall receive, remember you attract who you are. So if there's something else going on in your mind and something else going on in your subconscious, first our job is to kind of bring it together, and that will need baby steps from us, and that will need inner work from us, and that will need daily steps of living our desired values. So if you want respect, have respect for yourself. If you want commitment, first commit to your own goals. If you want people to actually prioritize you, first you prioritize yourself and have healthy boundaries and learn how to say no. If you want a great health, then first be mindful and enjoy your journey of loving your body. So we are talking about how to actually bring this together. And when we do that, we give the right message to the universe, and slowly, slowly, we live a day where 90% of our day feels good. And when we are in high vibration, it's easier to attract something. And therefore, it's no point making a vision board or visualizing anything till you're not in high vibration, because that will be matched. If you're in low vibration, that will be matched. So don't be in a rush to make a vision board or a visualization meditation. First, work on these steps. I mean, for those who really want to do it, we have a manifestation masterclass. You can do it where you even get 2 calls with me. So I work with you on your specific situation. And otherwise, you can hear the entire video that Mental Health has put. So you can work on multiple examples and conversations that we've had and just start from somewhere. We've discussed the 3S tool, the 3A tool, the narrative in our head, and all of these things will help you feel the fear, but take action anyway. And when you take action, universe gives you tenfold. That's what I would say. So don't block your emotions in your subconscious, unblock them and unleash your potential.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. It was absolutely wonderful to have you as a speaker. on our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just so happy. I'm the person on the 1 year anniversary.
Yes, yes, yes. So it was great. And I think myself and all of our followers and listeners would really appreciate it if we could have you back, you know, every now and then to kind of, you know, sprinkle some knowledge and wisdom on us. That would be fantastic.
Yes, yes. I hope to do a lot more things with your mission, because I think we are trying to do the same thing for the world.
Yes, and once this whole lockdown thing and Corona settles down, definitely would love to have you for a visit.
Yes, that will be amazing. Amazing to do lots of sessions and really work and help people do this.
Yes, our peer support group that meets every Wednesday on Wellness Wednesdays tomorrow, half the time I think we spend talking about food. But it's good, it's good. Again, thank you so much on behalf of all of us, mental health, the view, you know, everyone who's been watching. Thank you guys, appreciate it. I've been told that the video did save. I will reconfirm it and we will sort it out.
I really hope so. And if it does, just send me the link so I can send it to my.
Yes, will do. Yes. Once again, thank you everybody. Stay blessed, stay safe, stay home. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, guys.
Take care. Be safe, guys. Be safe.